But Dr. Chris Brown, I don't want to play favourites, but he is our favourite.
Yes, he is.
That's very, very kind of you to say that. I mean, I'm the only one on the call at the moment. So that's a very easy statement to make as well.
You know what? Dr. Chris, last night I was on the way to, where was I?
Going to a comedy thing at Wyong.
Yeah, at Wyong. Yeah, which is, yeah. Anyway, and then Erin sends me
Cash
a message.
Drop,
what's that?
Cash drop?
No, actually, that's going through the book, so happy to talk about
good
that.
Good question,
the Leagues
Chris.
Club at Wyong's a ripper, actually. It was a great Tuesday night. But you know what? Erin sent me a message saying we need to talk to Dr. Chris Brown about his Instagram post.
Well, I know you and him are great mates. You're his go-to. He's your go-to.
I know, but I had seen it and it actually had, you know, intrigued me, but I didn't think he'd want to talk about it. This is, Erin, this
is singularly the greatest thing I've ever seen online or off. Doctor, could you maybe impart what happened onto our audience, please?
Sure. Look, It was just a regular day in the vet hospital where I work, and then I got told we had a walk in. So someone who hasn't made an appointment, they've just walked in. And
emergency, fair to say?
Well, of sorts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I just looked at the computer screen to tell me exactly the description, and the description was dog's penis stuck out after humping unicorn, which is a attention grabbing description.
What? This is going to sound ridiculous, but unicorns, I'm sure, like, they're not real, are they? Like, I know, because sometimes I get confused between mythological characters and extinct.
You've never worked on a real live unicorn, have you, Doctor?
No, I never have. I have worked on a sheep that had one very large horn, but that's a separate story altogether.
Okay, so, yep, so it's mythological. Yep, great.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, look. But for this dog, the unicorn was very real. And I genuinely thought at some stage that this may have been a prank.
Yeah,
that,
right.
That you guys may have been up to something.
Or a final hurrah. Or, you know, for the living room, you know.
Yeah.
Miguel
yeah.
might have gone, I'm going to get the doc a good one before we sign off.
It's Miguel out there in a donkey suit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as it turned out, the treatment would have been Miguel, because for the said problem, I walked out and to speak to this owner and the dog and thought still fairly cynically that this may not have been real, but I was quickly shown the video of the dog. It's a large Labradoodle, very large dog, large fluffy dog. But the unicorn is also quite large. The unicorn was bigger than it.
So it's a unicorn, like a toy stuffed unicorn.
Yeah,
like a large toy, which I'm told was gifted to the dog because the dog was lonely.
Jeez.
And
mate, the video is graphic. The video, you put the video up on your Instagram.
It'll be taken down because of breaches standards.
Is it still up there?
I did wonder, you know, whether it may have breached. It may have breached some standards. But putting that small issue aside, every patient deserves a chance, you know, and deserves my caring hands. And we still have a problem. And the problem is that the unicorn was doing fine. The dog's penis was stuck, because if they do it too much, if they hump too much, it does get stuck out. And
so it can't get back in.
Which is a serious medical problem.
How do you get it back in?
I think the doctor's about to tell us.
You have to coax it back in, Husey, gently, with gentle hands and a lot of lubricant.
You have to push it back in.
So it's at that point that you realise that it's been an interesting career.
It's been
These aren't skills they teach you. You have to improvise.
You got to use your own kind of experience.
I can only do I liken it like when you're blowing up a Lilo and that plastic bit you have to pull out. You know when you pull out the plastic bit and you blow into it and then you got to fold it back in
and squeeze it a tiny bit to let the air in when you're blowing.
Is it something like that? Is it similar
then
to that?
Without the mouth work, use you think that's probably important differentiation.
So all's well that ends well.
What did it cost out of interest, Chris, for that service? Like, what was the fee for the client?
Per hour? Per hour? Or No, it was a very competitive. I think about $150 for that.
What was
that? That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good rate. But I mean, the scary thing is that's not the first time I've had to do that. That this is since COVID, this actually happens quite a lot. So, and it's because dogs, it's an attention seeking thing, right? They do it. They only do it when their owners are around. It's because it's so shocking. It's so surprising. And it's so captivating that they know they can get their owner's attention by doing it.
But can I just ask you this? And my dog does it a bit as well. Not as much anymore. He's getting old. He's like 16 or 17. But he's been like neutered. Like he has no testicles. Yeah. But they still do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's not actually a sexual thing. I mean, they enjoy it. But it's more.
Yeah, beautiful.
It is more so attention grabbing that they know it's their go to mechanism to get you.
You get the dog's consent before you put it up on Instagram, mate? Honestly,
I actually did. I felt like it was fairly sensitive personal information. There's no patient doctor confidentiality in animals, but I thought on this occasion. We needed stuff.
That is absolutely brilliant. Doctor, you have exceeded any kind of respect we had prior through the roof.
Yeah. Friday night, we're tuning in.
Oh, and coincidental Wednesday. Did anyone else notice a coincidence in that story?
No.
The dog had a penis that stuck out and it is a labradoodle.
Well done. Well done. Well done. 7:30 Friday night, Channel 10.
That was good,
living room.